I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Top 5, the Patreon-only podcast where I, Josh L, get a good friend and we count down the top 5 of a topic that you've been suggested by you. And today, my very good friend is Daniel Connell. Hey, hey.
G'day, mate. Thanks very much for having me on.
That's all right. I'm excited about this one. We'll get into what we're talking about. So we're talking about biscuits.
Yes.
Top 5 biscuits. You like a mate, biscuit, Daniel?
Mate, I bloody love a biscuit. I've wanted for years to be able to list my top 5 biscuits to someone. When you sent me the text to do this, I've been excited for the last 48 hours, mate. I'm pumped.
How much work have you done on it? Because sometimes people do it, I ask them to do it and they spend the next like 24 hours compiling their list, and some people I can tell have not thought about it until the mic starts like recording.
Look, I did. I probably had my top 5 and 10 in my mind for a long time before this, but I did have a little chat with my wife Laura yesterday afternoon, and we both went through our 5s. Very different. Yeah. She was laughing at a couple of mine, which I wasn't happy about, but...
Yep.
I love these 5 biscuits. So
now, yeah. I knew you liked a biscuit because when we worked together at the project, about 3 o'clock most days, you'd be like, oh, anyone want a cup of tea? Cup of tea to Bicky? So.
It is. I don't know where. I think it's from my mum and dad. My mum and dad are definitely evening biscuit and cup of tea people. I think that's where I got it from.
So you're growing up, you always had biscuits in the house?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so did we.
Mainly Scotch Fingers, which I can't say I've had one for 20 years, but a biscuit nonetheless, yeah.
Now, do you dunk your biscuits in tea?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
See, I never have.
Really?
Yeah.
Did it backfire once and you've never done it since?
No, I just don't like the fact of crumbs in my drink.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess my top 5, one of the criteria is you have to be able to dunk and hold together to get to the mouth.
There you go. Yeah. Right.
So that is a big part of it.
So none of mine are going anywhere near my tea or coffee.
They
might tell you what's not on my list.
Okay.
All right. So how this works, Dan, is we go through our top 5 one for one. So you start with 5, then I go mine. We discuss it. If things get heated, it's all right. It's just one person's opinion.
Yeah.
But the listeners do get quite heated afterwards. They always tell me how wrong I am.
Okay.
So, counting down our top 5 biscuits. Number 5 for Daniel Connell.
Number 5. Now, this is controversial. I think kids enjoy these biscuits more than adults, but my number 5 is the Iced Vovo.
Iced Vovo. Oh.
Yeah, we're talking a bit of marshmallow, a bit of coconut, bit of jam on a biscuit,
yeah.
You little beauty.
The Iced Vovo, to me, it's always that thing you eat with your eyes. The Iced Vovo looks impressive.
Yes.
Looks like you're getting a lot of biscuit.
Yeah. What do you say? And then what's your next line there? You got to say.
Well, I don't like coconut, so
okay.
It's out. So last week we talked about top 5 chocolate bars. I did it with Carl,
yep.
And I hate Bounty bars. They're disgusting.
Okay.
He liked them, but I was like, nah. It's mainly because I don't like coconut. Not even.
Yeah.
And I think it arcs back to my distaste for coconut. One, when I was like 6, I'm going to say, maybe a bit older, my grandma got a coconut. We'd never seen a coconut.
Okay.
Seen it on cartoons, but never a real coconut.
Mm-hmm. Much and so, hairier than you thought?
A lot hairier, yes. And so she cut it open and poured the water out, or the milk out, and then we were all going to go, filled up one cup of water. There was like me, my parents, my 2 brothers, my aunt and uncle and their 2 kids, my cousin Aaron, my auntie Kathy, and my grandma. So like 11, 12 people to share this one glass of coconut milk. And I, for some reason, I was first. Even though I wasn't the youngest, I was allowed to sip it first. And I sipped it and it was disgusting, so I spat it back in the glass and got in so much trouble.
And that's it. That was it.
And from then on, I've never liked coconut.
Oh, you didn't have a little slither of the inside of the coconut? The actual
I think
flesh?
The adults did, but I was like, maybe I wasn't allowed to. Maybe I'd done my dash. I just got sent to my room. Ice Vovo.
Yeah, have you ever tried? You could get the ice Vovo and tip it up and just tap it on the bench and your coconut will probably come off.
Get all the coconut off. Yeah. This is marshmallow jam.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, I've loved ice Vovos forever. They hold together in a cup of tea, which I mentioned to you off air, is one of my crucial criteria when it comes to biscuits. Hold together really nice. Just a lovely mixture of everything. I do like coconut and I like jam in a biscuit. And yeah, I think it's just whoever come up with that design, Mr. or Mrs. Vovo back in the day.
It's a good name as well.
Yeah. They nailed it.
Yeah. Because one of my best friends in high school was Yanis Vovos. His initials were I Vovos. Pretty much the same.
Did he like an ice Vovo?
I don't know if he did like an ice Vovo. I didn't put it together until like a few years ago. Right. I Vovos reminds me of Yanis Vovos. All right, my number five, which is a very good biscuit and probably should be higher, but I just can't. I couldn't find room for it higher. But it is a caramel crown.
Oh yeah, that was actually one of my wife Laura's top five. She loves a caramel crown.
It's one of those biscuits that gets forgotten about. People are always talking about your Tim Tams. Yeah. Your mint slices.
Yeah.
Caramel crown, as good as those two.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I've got to say an early confession to the listeners, and this is out, like this can affect a lot of people's, it will definitely affect my list. But I can't eat cocoa. I can't eat chocolate. So that changes my list dramatically. So I miss out on a lot of these chalky delights.
You're allergic to cocoa?
Yeah, I can't eat it because of migraines, unfortunately. Oh. So I stopped eating it when I was about 12. I did have a mint slice before age 12, and I did love a mint slice. I can't remember having a caramel crown. I don't know if they got them in my hometown, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
But I did love a chalky biscuit when I was eating it until I found out that's what causes my migraines anyway.
Caramel crown, because we do have some international listeners. So these are... I think these are all Australian biscuits on my list anyway. But caramel crown is just a biscuit covered in chocolate, some gooey caramel in between the biscuit and the chocolate coating. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's
very good.
That doesn't need to go in a cup of tea anyway, I think.
No. It's very sweet.
Mm, yeah.
Although, as I put on my list, my wife said she once ate a whole pack of them in one sitting. So.
Well, funny you say that. That is another criteria of mine to make my top five. You've got to be out. If you can easily eat the whole tray... That's a winner. That's a tip.
Eating a whole sleeve of biscuits. Oh, so good.
A sleeve is, I've had a few sleeves in my year.
All right, Connell, you're number four.
Just before we go on, can I just say, I forgot to say before five, can we just do honourable mentions?
We'll get honourable mentions at the end.
At the end. Okay, at the end, great. Yep. Okay, no worries. Number four for me. Now this, a lot of people turn their nose up at this one, but it's an old, and it's a bit nostalgic for me because my pop used to have them on high rotation in his cupboard. Just a simple Arnott's shortbread cream.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like them too.
Okay, great. Hold together in a cup of tea superbly. Great when you're hungover. If anybody's hungover at the moment, get a pack of sleeve of shortbread cream.
in a Arnott's favourites pack.
Yes.
Yeah, they would go pretty quick in my house.
Okay. They're going before your orange creams and your...
Definitely before the orange creams.
Yeah, yeah. Not Monte Carlos.
Because I like the Arnott's shortbread. I think it's a good, like...
It's nice.
Yeah, instead of just your regular plain biscuits. Like your orange cream, it just has a plain biscuit with it.
Yeah, yeah.
But this one holds together well.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, superbly. Obviously, you don't want to be taking the piss and leaving it in there for 20, 30 seconds.
No.
You're in for 15 seconds max, into your tea, halfway down, out... Take half of it, delicious. I have a bit of a connection with just assorted creams from Arnott's in general. I worked in a kitchen before comedy, and we were a big industrial kitchen that looked after school kids. So we'd get boxes and boxes of the assorted creams. And weeks where we didn't have school kids in, I had the key to the kitchen. I lived on site. I'd just go down and get a pack and just take them home and just inhale them. Obviously not the chalky ones, but every other one. And I would have had in the hundreds of assorted creams That's the shortbread at the top.
We always had biscuits. Like, we grew up very working class, but my mum was a rep for Arnott's. And what? So she'd go around different supermarkets and just making sure the end of the aisle was stocked full of whatever they wanted to be selling that week.
Look, I love
so
my mum and
dad. We always had biscuits.
Right. Yeah, I love my mum and dad and their jobs, but I'm disappointed my mum wasn't a rep. Yeah. that is one of the best jobs.
But I remember when I went to uni, so my mum, it was around the time that Tim Tam brought out a Tim Tam finger. And it was pretty much like a Twix, really. Okay. Like, it was...
How long?
And finger same length? Size. Like, yeah, it's about, I don't know, like 4 or 5 inches long.
Yeah.
It was called a Tim Tam finger. It was a skinnier thing as well. Mm. And I remember my mum gave me a box of them to go off to uni.
Great.
And the household I was living in, we had the O-Week party. And they just all got stolen at the party. Like, someone just found them and was like, that's it. And so I reckon I had one of them.
Yeah, right. But
we always had Arnott's biscuits in the house, always.
So someone was getting fingered at O-Week, is that what you...
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.